Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Her Story, another episode of the series that we're doing with Michelle Minutes. I am your host, Monica Michelle, with Monica Michelle Marketing. You can find me at Monica Michelle S all over Instagram as well as Facebook. I would love to connect with you and hear more about your story. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I've been doing marketing over 20 years. I've done marketing for individuals, for authors, for artists. I've also done marketing for nonprofits as well as small businesses. And I've hosted tons of events and had to pull those together. So I've done some event planning and I've been on that side of it. And then in addition to that, I've also worked with some governments and some towns and helping them with their marketing. So I absolutely love marketing, and I've actually probably been doing marketing longer than 20 years and just had no clue that it was called marketing. So once I figured it out, what I do is marketing, and it's not second nature for everyone to think and operate this way. I discovered that it was called marketing, and I've kind of been doing it my whole life. So the series that we're doing right now is called Her Story, and we are actually speaking with many women that own small businesses, and some have been in small business for maybe 2 months, and some have been full-time entrepreneurs for 9 months or 9 years. The range is all over the place, and all these ladies are doing a different type of business. We wanted to pull these ladies together so that they can tell you about some of the obstacles or opportunities that they had to overcome so that they can get to where they are today. And the thought is, when you hear someone else's story and you hear how they overcame, it should inspire you and encourage you to keep moving and keep trucking and keep, and, you know, you too can make it. And so that's what this is all about, just providing some inspiration, some stories, and maybe even some information to help move the needle forward for you. So the show today is actually sponsored by Fix My Marketing. Me and another marketing lady are getting together, and we have over 40 years of experience for marketing, and we are giving out free sessions, free strategy sessions. We are reviewing all of your marketing materials. We're giving you all the details, and we are, yes, fixing your marketing. So whether you don't know where to begin, or you don't even know, you have everything and it's just not working, we want to be able to provide you with that. So you have an opportunity to win one of three spots. Click the link in my bio and you can sign up and register for that and get more information. So today we are actually speaking with Nikki Michelle, and she's actually a brand ambassador. She's going to share some details about what that encompasses as well as how difficult it was to get into it and, you know, just the obstacles in general life of balancing life and motherhood and your own business. And she even recently quit her 9-to-5, which I know can definitely be a big feat. Let me see if we can get her on the line. Let's see here. Hey, Nikki, are you here? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Awesome, awesome. Welcome to the show and congratulations on the big escape from the J-O-B.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I know you're excited about that big adjustment, and before we dive too far into it, would you let everyone know where to find you?
Yes, I am currently on Instagram at Nikki, which is Nikki.Michelle, and it's only one L, so it's Michelle.BFF. That is my Instagram handle, and I am also finalizing my website, so that will be available soon.
Cool. We look forward to seeing that and checking it out. So before we go too far in, let's identify what is a brand ambassador. Is it similar to influencer marketing, or just what is that?
So if you have a business and you are trying to expand your marketing, brand ambassadors are a good way to do that. Brand ambassadors put a personal touch on your business because they are interfacing with everyday people through their social media and even face-to-face when they're out and about, you know, in their communities. So it's a way for you to not have to expend so much on marketing and to spread the word faster, because as people say, word of mouth is the best advertisement.
Right, absolutely. I know I've heard a lot of people talk about influencers versus micro-influencers, and just to clear it up for those that are listening, would a brand ambassador be the same as an influencer or a micro-influencer, or no, those are two separate things altogether?
I want to say they're the same because everyone's doing the same thing, but this area of marketing has, because you even have a term that's called affiliate, which it would basically be the same thing as a brand ambassador or an influencer. So it's really all in how you want to define it. Influencer, I guess, makes it sound a little more flashy, some of the people that really have big followers as well. They definitely have a big scope of influence. So I think that's how that term evolved as far as influencers.
Okay, cool. So why did you start it? How long have you been doing it? Give us all the details. How did this become?
So you were talking about obstacles and struggles, and I was like, oh, gosh, mine was so by accident. So I had no intention of jumping into this world. There's a company that I have that I'm a brand ambassador with. They are called PopFit Clothing. They're a woman-owned business, so it's really phenomenal. They've grown very quickly, but they ran ads on Instagram to promote their leggings, and so I signed up and became a VIP member. And I just one day loved the leggings so much that I, put a post on my Instagram that sounded very much like what a brand ambassador would do, but that was not my intention. I was messaged and asked if I would be interested in becoming a brand ambassador. I filled out an application and I was selected. So from that point, other things that I was doing across Instagram just really started to catch on with people. And so I really just delved into this area further.
Oh, well, how cool is that? How long ago was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped that question. That was about a year ago, last summer. So I've been doing it about a year now.
Wow, that's awesome. So was there typically when becoming a brand ambassador for a company or a business or whatnot, is it typically them approaching you? Do you pitch them? How does that work?
It can work. Yeah, it can work both ways. So what I'll do is tell you how you can attract brands. First of all, what you could do is what I did with the PopFit. I just tagged them in my stuff. I tagged them in the actual picture. I tagged them in the description. And a lot of companies now are actually offering hashtags they've created for their companies. So if you see those, use them, because their company representatives, most companies now or major companies have someone dedicated to follow things on social media. So those people are scouting those hashtags and looking for people that can promote their products. So that is one way to attract companies. And because this field has boomed so much, if you go onto a website of a company that you're interested in, they have areas now that will give you certain criteria that you have to meet, and you can fill out an application to become a brand ambassador.
Wow. And so it's literally that easy. You fill out an application. Do you typically, or have you ever heard of a company saying, hey, we're looking for brand ambassadors, and then when you go to the then they say, well, you got to pay X amount, $10 or $15 or $30 to be our brand ambassador, or do you buy your own stuff? Is that typically the way it works? Or no, it's more about them kind of giving it to you and paying you as well? Or what does that look like?
So it depends. A lot of the newer companies will require you to purchase their product. I would say do your research. There are some companies that are really sketchy, and they will require you to purchase. I don't want to put the company name out there, but there was one company that wanted you, their base package was $100, and it really didn't show what the benefit was of signing on for this. To me, it just seemed like it was a way for them to sell their product, because it didn't seem like their influence was broad enough to get a good return on that investment. So really do your research with some of the newer companies coming out, because they're the ones that are really pushing brand ambassadors. With them being so new, they want to get their name out there. For the bigger companies, you'll find a lot of times the bigger companies will offer you some type of discount based on your campaign, and they'll also pay you outright. So with some of the celebrities, what you've noticed now as well is it, under their handle, it will say paid partnership with whatever the company's name is. So that's where you would want to get. That takes more strategy, which I think someone would, you know, want to consult with you to help grow their page so that they could, you know, get the following that will attract the bigger brands, and they'll get paid sponsorships outright.
Oh, and when it comes to whenever you do work for someone and you post that image or whatnot, as far as Instagram rules, if you will, do you have to put hashtag paid or sponsored ad or something like that, or no, it doesn't really matter?
Yes, and it is the responsibility of the company to emphasize that you need to put that it is sponsored. Because of the FCC rules, it is misleading to just put it up there and not indicate that you are representing the company as even if you're just getting a discount on product, you're still getting something for the advertisement. So it's just to be FCC compliant, and even if the company hasn't emphasized it to you, if you know what the rules are, then you should be putting up something that says it's sponsored. I'm trying to think. There's another hashtag you can use. If I think of it before we finish, I will let everyone know what the other hashtag is.
No worries. Totally understand. And that makes sense, because I know a lot of times you'll see, like, really pretty ads and you're like, wow, that was really nice. And then, you know, you're thinking that this person is, you know, I'm just an everyday person and I shop at Old Navy. And no, it's Old Navy asked you to come shop with us. So it's a different dynamic.
Right.
It's like a paid commercial almost.
Right.
So, makes sense.
Yeah, because of the nature of Instagram, too, I think it's really important to emphasize when it's something that's being sponsored, because people are shopping at these common places every day and may just post up on their own and, you know, not be backed by the company. So I think it's good to make that indication.
Distinction. Cool. Now, how did you balance this? Or, because I know you have a little one, so how do you balance taking all the pictures or doing the research to find the companies to apply to and all that jazz with having a family, especially since you were working a 9-to-5 at one point?
Right. So it's all about what you want, and you have to make sacrifices. So sometimes I sacrificed, you know, social activities, stayed up very, very late nights, but it's about the payoff. So if it's something that you want to pursue and you're really passionate about, then, you know, making those sacrifices won't seem like such a major deal, because you know what your end goal is. So I'm not going to tell anyone that it's easy. Anybody that's ever edited a video or pictures, it's a lot of hard work. There are people you can hire to do it as well, but then that's also a sacrifice, because most people's rates for those things are not cheap.
Right. Okay. I mean, that definitely sounds cool, and it sounds like it's an interesting place to be. On a monthly basis, how many ads do you, or how many companies would you say you work with, or how do you gauge it, or do you just, you know, take it as it comes, or do you say, no, I have to work with five this month, or like, how do you measure that out?
So I've been on a bit of a hiatus in this transition, and I have not been that diligent about monitoring things, but at the time when I was, whoever I signed under, I'd say it was about three at a time, I would monitor the activity on my own page to see what worked and didn't work. for what I did,
mm-hmm.
and then I would form that to tweak it for the next time and say, okay, that wasn't really a good strategy. Let's see how this is going to work this time. Also,
right.
you know, you don't want to copy, but you want to be monitoring what other people are doing, seeing what's working for them, and there's a ton of free courses online. I would also say be very I just want to say do your research on them, because just because it's a free course does not mean it's a good course, and you don't want to try to apply bad information in growing your brand. Use your resources and do research on what other people are doing. Like I said, not to copy or replicate, but just to get a sense of what strategies do and don't work.
Okay, totally makes sense. So here lately, I think I've talked to a couple of coaches, or my last couple of interviews were maybe a couple of different type of coaches, or they were consultants. So they have books, or they have, of course, they offer a service, so it's not a tangible good. And I know this might sound crazy, I just thought about it, and so, you know, just bear with me. If it is, then so be it. But would you say, are there influencer ads ran for books?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the last part of the question?
Oh, yeah. Oh, would you accept an offer for a book? Like if someone had a book or a notebook or something like that, do you guys offer it with those types of things? Or no, it's more so like houses and clothes and cars or house products.
No, actually, it's funny you mention that, because there's a really big influencer. I don't know if anybody listening knows. Her name's Dulce Candy. She blew up on YouTube, and so now she's got like 1.1 million followers. She posted something the other day with a book. So she now it's for her book club, but I don't know if it was a sponsorship or her just, you know, saying, hey, I'm in this book club, this is what we're reading, and it's a really good resource. So I'd say yes. And there's other celebrities I have seen promoting books. I don't know if it's been out of personal interest or if someone approached them, but I say brand ambassadorship is open to anything, you know, because, gosh, if it's a product, there's people buying that product.
Makes sense. And yeah, I've spoken with and I've come across, because I'm in quite a few entrepreneur groups, and I've talked to a couple of them, and they've all kind of, not all, but many of them expressed an interest of finding influencers or brand ambassadors or, you know, finding the right people. And so they're all like, well, where do you find them? And I'm like, well, they're everywhere. How do you not find them? Is there like a community or a space that you guys live and breathe and kind of pass, like you might say, well, I don't do stuff for kids, so let me pass it to XYZ that does kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you guys share information? Do you gather in some secret locked, closed door? Like, how do you guys jump together and how does that work for you guys?
So there are Facebook groups for brand ambassadors, so they could search Facebook and see what open groups there are, or even closed groups that, you know, you may be required to answer a few questions. There's also hashtags. So there's a popular hashtag that's brand ambassadors want it. A lot of people will put that up, and brand ambassadors follow it. And what I would do if I were the company, I would have some basic application to, you know, gauge, because what you want to do is make sure you're not just getting anybody, but somebody that's really going to be authentic about your product. It falls in their niche, and they can really speak to what it is that you're selling. So that's a hashtag, brand ambassadors want it. And you could also search the standard brand ambassadors hashtag, but that one's very flooded, so it may be harder to weed people out using that hashtag.
Right. Okay, well, that definitely is. I haven't searched the hashtags, which I don't know why. I went to Facebook initially, and I was like, they're everywhere. I'm in a couple of their groups. What do you mean?
Right.
So with being a brand ambassador, some people use this and couple it with another business or even their standard 9-to-5. Is that right? Or is that kind of possible, or does that kind of get murky depending on the business? Or
So I think it would depend on your business, especially if your business is not very socially savvy. I'd say go for it, you know, proposing this to the company, because I've been in those work environments where they're not so socially savvy and you're trying to push them in that direction and they're resistant, especially if you're working in a company that has a lot of the older generation and they're not so much in touch with how we interact across social media. But also in your own 9-to-5, say you have your own business, you essentially are a brand ambassador because you are promoting your own brand. So what you will find is there's a lot of distributor companies that people are considered brand ambassadors for, although they've made the investment into the company to sell that company's product, they are still representing that company. So that's another way to get into a brand ambassadorship where you are probably pulling in more profit versus, you know, doing a brand ambassadorship with a company that may only give you 10 or 20% of the sales. And then another way to become a brand ambassador, as I mentioned, is if you have your own business, you are your own brand ambassador, but then you could seek out people to promote your brand, especially if you're just starting out. It's such an inexpensive way to get your name out there and build your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And the crazy thing is, as far as from a marketing standpoint, because if I sold shirts, for example, I'm going to post pictures of me and my shirt, and then I'm going to encourage, if anyone buys my shirt or if you do whatever, whatever, and I send you a shirt, I'm going to ask and request you post a picture and post it on Facebook. And I've never even thought about, oh, these people are, granted, they're my customers, but I never even thought about considering them a brand ambassador. And so, in essence, they kind of are, and they post that picture on theirs, and I'm not requiring them to put a hashtag with it or anything like that, but if I was to take it that extra step and have them do that, then they kind of fall under the guidelines of a brand investor, right?
Yes, they do. They do. And I would strongly encourage you know that they're posting it because I think you're missing, you know, free advertisement, especially to have them redirect to your page. But that was a point I was going to bring up as well. For people who are trying to grow their page, don't rule out brand ambassadorships that aren't monetary, because if they are saying, we'll offer you a discount or we'll offer you free product and also post you on our page and they have a huge following, you do want to take advantage of that because you do want to grow your page so that you are more attractive to other companies as you build your following. Now, in saying that, you want to be careful not to grow your page too much because a lot of companies are looking now for what you mentioned about the micro-influencers, which are people who have a decent following, but it's not too large because they're finding those people are following people that they're more in touch with. So they have people that are more of similar interest, and by them promoting their product, they're probably having more influence on that group of followers because their group of followers is probably more organic than somebody that has a massive amount of followers.
Is there a percentage, or I remember listening to one, and she goes by influencer. She used to be a PR lady, and she was saying that a lot of times companies are looking for your engagement on your page, your likes and your comments. So
yes,
if your likes and comments followed by between like 1% and 3%, then they're more, they're like, oh, 3%, that's excellent, but 1% is pretty good of whatever you're following. Is that true, or is that something that you found to be true for you, or?
No, that is also true because there's, you know, these companies now, which I wish Instagram would do something about them, that are promoting pay for followers. And some of them are advertising that we're giving you real followers. This is an organic growth method, and it's not. They're still using bots. And so what that does is put followers on your page that are ghost followers, and they're not interacting with your posts. And that's what those companies are looking at. They're like, oh, you've got 100K followers and only 50 people like your post. You know why? So that is what they're observing, and that's what you want to be careful of. So I know it can be frustrating. this is probably more frustrating to me than the sacrifice of putting up posts, but trying to grow your page in the world that is now Instagram is very difficult, trying to grow it organically. But that is the best way to do it, especially if you want to be serious about being a brand ambassador.
Wow. So we actually, the 30 minutes is about up. We have 5 minutes left. If you would be so kind, I don't know how the time flies when I have these conversations. It's like, wow, we're done already. Would you be so kind? Do you have any final words or any one tip to share if anyone's interested in starting, or if there's just any one thing that you would like to share as our final words? I guess we can wrap up.
Yeah, I just say be you, because, you know, your followers are coming to your page for you and what you have to offer. So as I mentioned, it can be frustrating trying to grow your page, and you look at what this person's doing and maybe they got 1,000 followers last week and now you want to try to replicate what they did. But then I think people can read that this is not you. It's not organic. So no matter what obstacles and frustrations you come across, don't change you. That is what is going to help sell whatever it is that you're promoting.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing. And even if I know I ran into it one time, I kind of accidentally, when I first started running ads on other people's pages, I accidentally ended up buying followers because the client wanted to use this particular company, and I was kind of new at it, and I was like, well, if you want to do it, we could do it, but I've never done this before, so I don't really know what I looked for. And we went, he posted the ad, and I think within like 2 hours, he had like 1,000 followers added from that. Like, what is going on? So, of course, the client is like just excited, and he's just over the roof, and I was like, wait, I don't think these people are going to be buying. Like, something's not right. Like, they shouldn't. I posted an ad or two before, and it doesn't grow that fast. And so in return, slowly but surely, after a couple of weeks, or days actually, the people started falling off. A lot of them were out of, like, weird countries that you've, like, never heard of or something. And it was just like, yeah, this isn't going to work, because now they're not your niche. They're not your target audience. They're not your market. Mm-hmm. So they're just on the page to make the page look good, but they're not liking and commenting, and, you know, they're not engaging. So it was for naught. So we bought followers by mistake.
And a lot of people have fallen victim to it.
Yeah. And so now I've determined that there's some questions, certain questions that you should be asking. And if they cannot answer the first question, you should not be seeing. So you'd be buying people. But, yeah, I definitely think that this is such a wonderful market to be in, and it's kind of something that people do naturally anyway, especially if they really love what it is that you're putting out. So why not have a position for it? Why not encourage people to do it even more? Because people share all the time. If I have something that I really like, if this toothpaste was just thebomb.com and my teeth didn't feel like they had furry slippers on it for the 5 days after brushing one time, then I'm going to tell somebody. So why not encourage me to do it all the more and have more positions for it? Thank you so much for sharing the details. I do appreciate it.
And you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. And if anyone has any additional questions about influence marketing and being an influencer and a brand ambassador, is it okay for people to reach out to you directly, or how would you like that to go?
Sure. I love answering people's questions about this. I'm not someone that's trying to hoard all this information and keep it to myself. So if they follow me again on Instagram at nikki.michelle.bff, feel free to direct message me. I will respond to you. You know, unless you're talking about something crazy, then I might have to tell you have a nice day.
Right. Exactly. It's the best way to go about it. I'm also starting a Facebook group, and I'll be inviting Nikki to it as well. And if you're interested, click the link in my bio, and it has the Facebook group link in there. And you two can join in, and hopefully we can keep the conversation going. And that's it. Again, my name is Monica Michelle. I am signing off. Thanks for listening to this edition of Michelle Minutes and Her Story with Nikki Michelle with one L. And share with someone. If you know someone that's interested in being a influencer or a brand ambassador, or they just have a business and they're looking to kind of get the word out to do some additional marketing, by all means, connect them. Give them the information. So you can find me at Monica Michelle S. And don't forget to register for fix my marketing. You have a good one. Bye-bye.